Dr. Sabic, taking office note on patient Rose Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, Rose, R-O-S-E, date of birth is 12-12-1950. Per paragraph, the patient is 74-year-old female who is presenting to my office for medical opinion. Per paragraph, past medical history include one hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of TIA and history of TVA in the past. Next, obesity. Pre-paragraph, past surgical history includes appendectomy and C-section, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient is widowed, lives with her son, has three kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use, and she is currently retired. Previous symptoms revealed no headache, occasional chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation, nocturia times to complete bladder emptying. She does have urinary incontinence, and she does have right knee pain. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, she did not receive any COVID shots, per paragraph. Current medications include the following. Aspirin, garlic, magnesium oxide, and multivitamin and omega-3, period. Investigations from March 2025, sodium at 41, potassium 4.4, chloride 106, total 223, BUN 19, creatine 1.09, glucose 113, calcium 9.1, estimated GFR 53. Prior to that was in the 60s, period, paragraph. White count 5.09, hemoglobin 11.9, platelet count 183. Hemoglobin A1C 6.2, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 2/3. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, quantification of proteinuria, avoid nephrotoxic agents, monitor, period, paragraph. Next, glucose intolerance. Patient was advised to avoid carbohydrates, try to do intermittent fasting, and lose weight. Next, hypertension. Patient will be placed on blood pressure supportive medication as well as kidney health medications. Supplements, not medication, supplements, period, paragraph. Next is your TIA-CVA. Continue baby aspirin. Pure paragraph. Patient tells me she does not like to take prescription medications. We are going to work with her and see if we can achieve goals to prevent any further strokes. If not, we may have to give her prescription medications. Patient understands, and she is going to see me back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further planning. And a report, thanks.